folks. Please welcome Alaska Governor and Vice Presidential Hopeful Sarah Palin.
Good evening, my fellow Americans. Now, I know that some of you don't really think that I have the qualifications to be the next Vice President of the United States. But I am here to assure you that unlike Senator Obama, who has never worn the crown and sash of a beauty pageant contestant, I have had to answer the tough questions. Some of them involving world peace. Now, as governor of Alaska for a year and a half, you know that's a long time. I could have popped out 2 babies in that time. And before that, mayor of Wasilla, which I won in a landslide election, by the way, I got both votes. I have come to understand what the American people care about. For instance, housing. I know that all across America, people are worried that their mortgage will go into foreclosure and they will lose their igloo. It's tough, people, it's tough. Now also, sex education. I know it's on the minds of many parents who do not want to follow the Democrats in their path to hell. Now, if you watch the Republican convention, you know that part of our platform is promoting abstinence among teenagers. It's going really well in the lower 48 states. So, as you know and can see, I have all the qualifications necessary to be the next Vice President of the United States, even though I don't have the foggiest idea what they actually do. So to help me out with a few pointers, please welcome Vice President Dick Cheney.
What are you laughing at? Mrs. Palin, it's good to see you. I hope you're ready to be the spare tire on the car that is the United States of America. I'm sure you'll do just fine. You won't have any problems working for hopefully, President McCain. At least it'll be easier than I've had to deal with. I'm sure your president won't get locked in the bathroom or get his tie stuck in his desk drawer every day for 8 frickin' years.
Mr. Vice President, How do you think I should deal with environmental issues?
Just stick to the Republican playbook, and I'm sure you'll be just fine.
I don't think I'll have any problem with that.
Strip mines on hillsides and parks filled with derricks.
Clear cutting gives those tree huggers hysterics.
So many smokestacks, it makes your eyes sting.
These are the things favored by the right wing.
What should we do with the birds and the fishes?
I find bald eagle is rather delicious.
Alternative energy must be somewhere.
We'll try to trap Nancy Pelosi's hot air. If we ask to drill Alaska,
voters might get mad. Once they pay $2 a gallon for gas, well, then they won't feel so bad.
The drills are alive, but we made the moose sick. My God, woman, you just shot that moose in the face.
Oh, I thought he was an elderly lawyer. Wink, wink.
My God, you're sexy. I haven't been this turned on since ever. Let's destroy the earth so it's just you and me left together.
Dick Cheney, I'm with you. In fact, I am you with lipstick.
Ha, 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 ha.
Mine every mountain, fill every stream, level every hillside, everything that's green.
Drill some new oil wells on Mount Rushmore instead, 'cause we might find some oil
if we drill Lincoln's head.
Drill.
fun.